The intro course, and this is a critical, critical area for a number of reasons. This is the introduction to this person of martial arts. So the person that teaches this lesson must be highly trained. That doesn't mean they have to be a black belt. In fact, some of our best instructors for introductory courses started as an orange belt. Rank means nothing. Personality means everything. And how well you train this person is critical. Our introductory courses are two lessons. A lot of schools do one. I like two because me having them come back for a second class is another of the qualification signals that I want to see. To me, it's a buy-in signal. If you're coming back for the second lesson, that shows me different level of interest than if you just pop in to take that one intro. Some schools, when people come in off the street, they'll grab them, take them on the deck, and teach them the intro right then. I'm not a big fan of that. I think it works for those guys. It's good. I like to set an appointment. I like that person to go home and then come back. In a sense, you could say I'm making it hard for them. Yeah, in a way we are. Coming to class takes discipline. Coming to the intro class shows commitment. And every time they take that step forward, that's a positive buy-in sign. There's no way in the world I'd set an appointment to take an introductory course, leave, then come back without having an interest in really getting involved in your school. So that, in terms of the qualification, that's important. We charge $20 and it includes their uniform. That's another buying signal. If I'm ready to cut a check for $20, I'm showing a certain amount of commitment towards my introductory. We have two 15-minute lessons, and they are much more philosophical than they are physical. We teach a jab. We teach, of course, our fighting stance. We call it a guarding stance. The guarding stance, because we're not supposed to fight, we're learned to guard. So we learn to do a guarding stance. So we teach them the jab, we teach them a front kick, and we teach them a wrist escape, which is very simple. And we'll do some quick block encounters with the blocking targets, which is a lot of fun and a good way to kind of manage their state. The admissions director teaches the introductory course. Now, the admissions director does not have to be a black belt. And at our schools right now, they're brown belts, but they started with us as orange belts, teaching the introductory courses and doing the enrollments. The focus on the introductory course is much more philosophical, as I said. We talk to them about committing initially to 100 classes. Now, if they come to class twice a week, that's a year of training. We talk to them about the two most important techniques in karate, and that is concentration and respect. And we demonstrate concentration, boom, by coming to our tension position, or what we call Junbi. We demonstrate respect with a good bow, and we also talk to them about the importance of saying yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. See, it's not, we don't, having respect is not enough. It's very important that we learn to demonstrate respect. And when I ask you to say yes, sir, to me, it's not because I'm better than you. We're both equal. But we're setting a good example for the other students. We're setting a good example for our younger students by demonstrating that respect. And with the young students, we'll even work with them on how to do a polite greeting so they can learn to make eye contact, shake hands, and interact with adults. So you can see that the focus of the lesson is much more on the attitudes of being a black belt than the techniques of being a black belt. See, I'm not going to get their body to quickly adjust to these techniques, but I can get their mind to start to understand how martial arts can impact their lives. And of course, the parents are right there also. So we're going to be interacting with the parents during the lesson. First, we're going to invite the parents to take the lesson with the children. Then throughout the lesson, we're going to talk to the parents about how they can help the child practice at home by having them say yes sir, no sir, how they can use the student creed as part of the learning process. Since the parents won't be able to take the child out back and teach them roundhouse kick, we can work with them more on the philosophical tenets of the training than the physical. So the introductory course is an area of tremendous focus. So in review for the introductory course, we remember that it's about 15 minutes long, that the parents or the decision makers are present, that it's more philosophical versus physical. Finally, it finishes with the white belt test. And this is a great technique. Our second lesson concludes with the instructor taking the student through a white belt test. And it's explained very simply that number one is the jab, number two is the reverse punch, and number three is the front kick. We'll stand in front of the person, we'll take them through it one, two, three, and then we'll start to call the numbers out in such a way that they'll have to respond to it. 1-2, 1-1-2, 1-3, 2-3. And we'll make it basically just hard enough to where it's kind of challenging, and they might make a couple errors. We want them to make a couple errors because at the end of the exam, we'll salute, come to Junbi, and say that test was not a test on your physical technique, but that was a test on the developing of your black belt attitude. You see, you're going to always make mistakes, but we're more interested in how well you recover from the mistake than the mistake itself. So in other words, that time when I called 112 and you went 121, I noticed that you repositioned yourself, refocused your mind, and prepared for the next combination. That is the black belt attitude. In other words, when you made that error, you didn't drop your hands, you didn't get frustrated, you didn't beat yourself up, you didn't lose your focus, you stayed future focused, just like a black belt would. And it is indeed my pleasure now to present you with this white belt. And this white belt represents tremendous courage because it takes a lot of courage to come out to USA Karate and get started. And if you work very hard and you continue to come to class, in 3 to 5 years, Mr. Graydon will have the honor of tying a black belt around you. And in between now and then, the rest is all up to you. And that's a very powerful finish to the introductory course. We've had parents that have broken down and cried during that period. We've had spouses that have cried for their husband or wife that's taking the lesson. You have no idea how powerful that is if it's done correctly. And then from there, of course, we move on to the enrollment conference.